From high atop Rocky Road in Moab, Utah, it's KZMU News. I'm Molly Marcello.
This is your news for Monday, February 17th. Moab City and Grand County leaders are coming together in a national press call tomorrow, urging the Trump administration to withdraw proposed oil and gas leases they say would threaten the outdoor recreation economy and local drinking water. A Bureau of Land Management oil and gas lease sale slated for June currently includes two parcels overlapping portions of the Slick Rock Bike Trail and Moab's Sole Source Aquifer. While the area is classified no surface occupancy, locals suspect mineral extraction would occur through horizontal drilling on adjacent lands. KZMU News stopped by the Slick Rock Trailhead this weekend, where people enjoyed the area by foot, dirt bike, and mountain bike.
Yeah, so my name is Asaf Hussein, and I'm coming from Dallas, Texas.
When I spoke with Asaf, he and his friend were fresh off their first experience riding a mountain bike on Slick Rock.
It was humbling. Yeah, it's definitely pretty challenging and technical. Yeah, well worth it, satisfying. The views, I think there's like moments where you can just kind of get off the trail and then stand there with just completely 360 degrees surrounded by like beautiful landscape. Yeah.
I asked him about subsurface oil and gas leasing in this area. Could that coexist with the experience he just had?
Yeah, I mean, I would be kind of against that because I think there should be emphasis put on, you know, the safety and the value that a location like this has to the broader community. I mean, I think it's really like a national treasure. And to experience the things that we experience here today, I don't think those are easily found, and it would be, you know, very good to preserve something like that.
Nearby, Moab local David checked the trail maps with his friend before embarking on a hike up Slick Rock. He voiced some serious concerns about what leasing could do to local water resources.
Well, I know the BLM process is a very lengthy process. If it's going to affect our water supply, then the answer is always no. Period. You don't f*** with your water. Because without water, there is no life.
We love to come here and mountain bike. It's fantastic. I mean, this time of year, it's one of the few trails that's rideable with the snow.
Holly from Aspen just finished a ride on the Slick Rock Trail with her son's high school mountain bike team.
And, I've been taking my son here since he was 6. He's 15 now and still loves messing around out here. And mostly when you're out there, you just feel the serenity and, yeah, the beauty of it all.
She said her son filled her in a little bit on potential leasing in the Slick Rock area. Even though she didn't know too much about it, she had an instinct to share.
Yeah, I don't actually know too much about it. I know that we have energy needs as a country, but places like this are sacred to me. Where we're staying in town, they actually had Edward Abbey's book, Desert Solitaire, there, and I was just rereading it today. And actually have it in my pack. And I mean, I think there was a quote in there, and I'm not going to get it right, but it was something like, we're finally realizing that nature is holier than our churches, but we're still ruining it. And so I think it should be left alone.
Two city council members met me for a conversation at the trailhead, Mike Duncan and Karen Guzman-Newton.
Hi, Molly.
How's it going? Nice to see you.
At the press conference this Tuesday, local elected officials and outdoor recreation outfitters plan to urge the BLM to remove the parcels in question from lease consideration indefinitely. In recent weeks, Grand County and Moab City have each passed similar resolutions to that effect. Mike Duncan is the city council liaison to various local water-related boards. He brought several maps with him.
Yeah, so I'm Mike Duncan. I'm city council. As part of the city's responsibilities, I've been actively involved in water. The city has hired Ken Colm, among other things, as a private consultant to take a look at our source protection zones and our supply of water and the general geology in the area. And a couple of these maps that I'm showing you are from his reports,
okay. And
they quite clearly show one, the major reason for our concern here. Those of you out there in radio land can't see the map in front of us here, but basically, particularly the area, we're talking about the area straight up the cliff, so to speak, from Moab Springs Ranch. When you drive up the highway on your right, you know, you'll see the there. And that was, those springs there were the original source of Moab's water back up until the 1950s when we started purchasing more property and drilling wells and used other springs out by the golf course.
Wow.
And so they still remain a source of water not only to the city but to the wetlands as well. And you can see from the map that I'm pointing to here that that area is heavily fractured. In fact, the whole northeast rim of the Spanish Valley is lined by fractures from one end to the other, and it's a major source of transport of water from Mill Creek, as Dr. Combe pointed it out. Water tends to come down Mill Creek and then leak through a big fracture zone up in the hills above the golf course, and then from there it hits more fractures and then flows all the way to the northwest and ends up at Moab Springs.
Wow.
So in particular, the westmost parcel that's under consideration here, the corner of it extends into that fracture zone and also into the city's source protection zone for all the same reasons that I'm talking about here.
So the concern about this impacting our water isn't just like this pie in the sky thing?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. There's definite hydrology underneath it. For what little oil and gas we might be talking about out here, it's senseless to consider impacting a town like Moab's primary water supply for a very modest amount of oil and gas. It's just kind of crazy.
You know, I feel like we are in a position, we just celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Slick Rock Trail.
Karen Guzman Newton, also on the city council and co-owner of Poison Spider Bicycles.
Since that time, you know, mountain biking and hiking has taken off. UTVs, you know, right now we're watching razors drive by, and, you know, it seems like there's appropriate places to have extraction for oil and gas, and this is one that really would not serve anyone, because, you know, there's some discussions like in the state of Utah, you know, what recreation brings to the state is a $12.3 billion industry, and you don't want to say, oh, well, this industry is good and oil and gas is bad. It just feels like this isn't the appropriate place, and there are places through BLM. They own, you know, over 200 million acres of land. 90% of that is open to oil and gas. There's 26 million acres of leases that already exist, and only half of those are being used. So, I mean, there's plenty of other land, and you know, the fact that these parcels in particular had EOIs or expressions of interest, it just makes you think, like, why would we do it here when there already is so many available acres that that aren't even being used? So this is not the appropriate game to be playing up here, you know. So
the official public comment period on the lease sale does not formally open until Thursday. Local elected officials like Mike and Karen hope the BLM will have removed the two parcels over Slick Rock Trail by then. Earlier this month, the BLM confirmed that the parcels were still, quote, under consideration.
Oh, you did?
Before she left the area with her son's mountain bike team, Holly from Aspen tracked me down to get her quote exactly right. She held Edward Abbey's Desert Solitaire in her hands, turned to the right page.
Yeah, we are learning finally that the forests and mountains and desert canyons are holier than our churches. Therefore, let us behave accordingly.
Thank you. Find more information, including maps referenced in this piece, under the show notes of today's news on our website or podcast. And that's the news for Monday, February 17th.
Get your community-powered journalism Monday through Friday at noon, 7, and anytime online at kzmu.org.